Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Wednesday, 17th of January, and here's all you need to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to witness a gap down open today as trends in the GIFT Nifty point towards a weak start for the broader index with a fall of 185 points. In the previous session, the two Indian benchmark indices snapped their five-day winning run, slipping from their all-time highs as investors booked profits after recent gains. The Sensex settled with a cut of 0.3% at 73,128, while the Nifty also lost 0.3% to close at 22,032 points. Profit booking was most prominent in information technology stocks after their recent bull run. Pharma, Realty and Power names also witnessed selling pressure. Based on the technical setup, analysts see a resistance around the psychological level of 22,000 for the Nifty. The hourly momentum indicator also suggests a negative crossover, indicating loss of momentum on the upside. Baking in these factors, most analysts foresee a phase of consolidation for the Nifty within the range of 21,900 to 22,200 from a short-term perspective. Regardless of that, stock-specific action and sector rotation is likely to continue during this period. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Banking bellwether, HDFC Bank reported a net profit of ₹16,372 crore for the October-December quarter, reflecting a 33.5% on-year jump. The bottom line was also in line with Money Control's estimates, but was supported by a one-time gain. Net interest income also grew 24% on-year to ₹28,470 crore, missing estimates of ₹29,554 crore. The lender's asset quality growth also remained largely stable sequentially. However, following the results, ADRs of HDFC Bank slumped 7% on the New York Stock Exchange overnight. Next up is ICICI Lombard, which posted a 22.4% on-year jump in its Q3 net profit at ₹431 crore, but still missed market expectations of ₹503 crore. However, net premium income of the insurer came in at ₹4,690 crore, as it beat expectations of ₹4,376 crore. Another company that released its Q3 numbers was L&T Technology Services. The IT company recorded a consolidated net profit of ₹336.2 crore in Q3, representing a 14.4% sequential growth. Top line also grew 1.5% on quarter to ₹2,422 crore. In dollar terms, the revenue stood at $290.7 million in the October-December period. Lastly, we have PNC Infratech, which bagged a letter of award for a project worth ₹1,174 crore from the MP Road Development Corporation. Now, let's shift our focus towards global market and how they fared so far. In the US, stock futures were trading flat this morning as investors remain cautious ahead of major bank earnings. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as well as those tied to the S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 indices, hovered near the flat line. This comes after stock indices in the US recorded a weak session overnight. In Tuesday's trading session, the Dow Jones tumbled 0.6%, while S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 also settled lower. A spike in the yield on the 10-year Treasury note back above 4% after hawkish commentary from Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller dragged sentiment. Moving to Asia-Pacific, markets in the region also showcased a weak trend. Investors await the release of a slew of economic data coming out of China. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 is on its way to register a fourth straight day of losses, as it fell marginally in today's trading session so far. South Korea's KOSPI was also down 0.46%, while the small-cap KOSDAQ dipped 1.1%. In Hong Kong as well, futures tied to the Hang Seng point towards a weaker open. However, bucking the trend, Japan's benchmarks rebounded from their fall in the previous session and resumed their record-breaking rally. The benchmark Nikkei 225 surged 1.24%, while the broad-based topics was up 0.92%. On the macro front, US December retail sales data, scheduled for a release later today, will remain on the radar as it could offer further insight into the health of consumer spending and contribute to growth concerns should spending ease. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Shirsham Gupta of Rupeezy, who analyzes HDFC Bank's Q3 results and what it means for the stock. He also talks about the setup for Bank Nifty.
The results for HDFC Bank are good and beat the street estimates. The net interest margin is a concern for the bank as it is below 4%. The merger of HDFC and HDFC Bank is still taking a toll on the net interest margin. Another area of concern is the high cost-to-income ratio, which is in the 40s, and here also the merger effects can be seen as HDFC had more share of secured loans, resulting in a high cost-to-income ratio. Reacting to the results, the HDFC Bank ADR is down by 4%. Going by the ADR, HDFC Bank is going to have a huge gap down opening. However, the level of 1600 should act as a strong support and is less likely to be broken. 1640, which earlier acted as a support, will now be the resistance. HDFC Bank also has about 1/3 weightage in Bank Nifty, which is the highest in the index. This means that HDFC Bank can alone contribute to about 1.3% gap down in the banking index, and the gap down in HDFC Bank is going to pull down other banking stocks as well. For Bank Nifty, 47,000 will act as a strong support and should not be broken. So for the expiry, positions can be created keeping 47,000 as the lower end of the range.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.